Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Spartan discipline. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some impossible standard of perfection? Like you're always falling short, drowning in a sea of should-haves and could-haves and could-haves. You know that feeling when every little mistake feels like a monumental failure? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the liberating world of imperfection. We're talking about ditching the guilt trip and embracing those messy, beautiful moments that make us human. Because, let's face it, perfection is an illusion, a shiny, elusive mirage in the desert of our daily lives. It's a constant game of whack-a-mole, chasing after something that's never truly attainable. So why are we so obsessed with this idea? Why do we punish ourselves for not living up to some arbitrary standard? Here's the truth. Perfectionism is a self-made prison. It robs us of joy, creativity, and even genuine connection. It creates this crippling fear of failure that holds us back from taking risks, exploring new things, and simply living life to the fullest. But guess what? There's a way out. And it starts with accepting that we are all works in progress, beautifully flawed masterpieces, each with our own unique imperfections. Let's break this down into five key takeaways that can help you ditch the guilt and embrace your beautiful imperfection. 1. Perfection is a myth. First things first, let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. Perfection doesn't exist. It's an ideal, an aspirational concept that we often use to measure ourselves against, but it's not a realistic goal. No one's ever truly perfect, and striving for it can lead to endless frustration and self-criticism. 2. Embrace mistakes as learning opportunities. Think about your biggest failures. Did they really define you, or were they stepping stones that led you to where you are today? Mistakes are inevitable, but they're also invaluable opportunities to learn, grow, and adapt. Instead of dwelling on them, view them as valuable lessons that can help you become stronger and more resilient. 3. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head telling you that you're not good enough? It's a liar. Be honest with yourself. How much of that criticism is truly constructive versus just plain negativity? Start by challenging those thoughts, questioning their validity, and replacing them with more positive and empowering affirmations. 4. Focus on progress, not perfection. Instead of getting caught up in the pursuit of an unattainable ideal, celebrate your small wins and acknowledge the progress you've made. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves to be celebrated. It's about celebrating the journey, not just the destination. 5. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone stumbles along the way. Be kind to yourself. Forgive your imperfections, and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Think about the last time you felt overwhelmed by self-criticism. Maybe you botched a presentation, missed a deadline, or simply didn't live up to your own impossibly high standards. What happened next? Did you spiral into a guilt trip, berating yourself for every perceived flaw? Or did you take a moment to breathe, acknowledge your humanity, and remind yourself that it's okay to make mistakes? We all have those moments. We've all been there. The key is in how we respond. Do we let guilt and self-criticism consume us? Or do we choose to rise above it, learn from our experiences, and move forward with grace and resilience? It's a constant practice, an ongoing conversation with ourselves. So remember, you are not defined by your mistakes, your imperfections, or even your successes. You are a unique individual, with your own strengths, weaknesses, and beautiful complexities. Embrace those flaws, learn from them, and keep moving forward. You've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. What does embracing imperfection mean to you? How have you learned to let go of guilt? Hit me up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and join us for another dose of Spartan discipline tomorrow. Stay strong, stay focused, and always remember, you are capable of incredible things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.